Well, why is the Washington establishment opposed to you?
You know, I don't really understand how they think. When we first decided to do this, I'm a 42-year-old non-politician. Most of my career is doing business.
Well, there it is. That's the answer. But go right ahead. I'm sorry.
I think you might be right. I spent the last 5 years as college president in my hometown, but I'm a 42-year-old guy who's running for office because I'm a dad, and I think we have moral obligations to leave a great and free and opportunity-filled country to our kids. And when I first got in this race, we had some lobbyists come and meet with us, and it was strange. It was like something out of a bizarre bad movie. And these lobbyists said, "You seem like a nice enough guy and relatively articulate, but we want to let you know we think there's another guy in your race because he's been involved in politics before. He knows how to play the game. He knows how to play ball, and you don't seem like you would play ball, so we want you to know we're going to oppose you." Well, you know, that's one of the only things the lobbyists and I have ever agreed on, that I wouldn't play ball. And we've faced a bizarre barrage of national attacks and money from folks who really don't know Nebraska.
And I'm going to mention it. You don't have to. Some of this is coming from, unfortunately, the Mitch McConnell wing of the Republican Party. And they're spending an awful lot of money and time trying to defeat you. And they're backing this guy, Osborne, who is a very defective candidate and whose conservative credentials are certainly in question. And this is very troubling to me. You know, they go around and say there's a defective candidate. We got to make sure they can win. They're trying to drag you down, which would make it even more difficult for the Republicans to get this seat.